This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Helicopter crash in Solukhumbu kills 6 people, including pilot and 5 Mexican passengers. National Assembly concludes deliberation on appropriation bill. Line ministers to address queries raised by lawmakers. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs Agriculture and Forestry University to focus on scientific agricultural production. And NATO allies refuse to give Ukraine membership time frame on joining NATO. Now the news in detail. 6 people were killed after Manang air helicopter crashed in Lamzura of the Solukhumbu district yesterday. Chief District Officer of the Solukhumbu Basanta Patra informed that 6 dead bodies were found on the spot. All people on board, including Captain Chet Bahadur Gurung and 5 passengers from Mexico, are confirmed to have died. They have been identified as Cifuentes C. Fernando, Gonzalez Abrik, Gonzalez Olasielus, Cifuentes Z, Maria Zos, and Rincon Ismail. Chairperson of Likupike Rural Municipality, Mina Kargi Basnet, informed that the helicopter was found to have crashed as at Likupike 5, chopper having a call sign 9NAMV en route to Kathmandu from Sukit of Solukhumbu went out of contact at 10 a.m. The dead bodies of all the victims have been airlifted to Kathmandu for post-mortem. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed deep sorrow over the crash of the Manang air chopper. In his condolence message yesterday, the Prime Minister extended heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. Meanwhile, the government has formed a committee to probe into Manang air helicopter crash that occurred yesterday in Solukhumbu district. The meeting of the Council of Ministers convened at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singhadarbar expressed sorrow over the crash and decided to form a committee to probe into it. 6 people, 5 Mexicans and a Nepali pilot were on board the helicopter that crashed at Lamzura pass of Likupike Rural Municipality 5 in the district. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, informed that the investigation committee is led by Buddhisagar Lamichani, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation. The Council of Ministers has extended heartfelt tributes to all the deceased in the accident and formed an investigation committee. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has directed Agriculture and Forestry University to focus on scientific agricultural production based on research and innovation. Addressing the 11th General Assembly of the University yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal urged the university to prioritize research, innovation and skilled human resource development, keeping the national need at its center. He stressed the need to promote agriculture and forestry through the application of research findings and innovative techniques. The Prime Minister pressed an idea of pursuing self-sufficiency on agriculture and production with the utilization of available advanced technology in production system and proper use of domestic production. The National Assembly has concluded the deliberation on Appropriation Bill 2023. Yesterday. In the meeting yesterday, deliberation was held on the headings under the several ministries, including Ministry of Health and Population, Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, and the National Planning Commission. Similarly, the deliberation was also held on headings under the Ministry of Defence, Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Office of President and Office of Vice President. Line ministers will answer the questions raised during the deliberation from Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Ramesh Rizal, has presented the Power Trade Bill 2080 Bikram Sambat in the National Assembly yesterday. Tabling the bill in the meeting of the upper house of the federal parliament, Minister Rizal said the bill aimed at operating small and medium-scale industries using electrical power. 4 persons lost their lives due to snake bite in 2 days in Kapilvastu. 2 children of Buddhabhumi municipality, 1 were found dead early yesterday when a poisonous snake bit both of them when they were sleeping at the house on Monday night. Police have identified them as 12-year-old child Deepak Bhusal and his 9-year-old brother Pradeep Bhusal. They were taken to a local hospital after they were found unconscious in the morning. They died in course of treatment. Similarly, 16-year-old Mamta Raidas of Buddhabhumi Municipality 10 also died from snake bite. Likewise, 30-year-old Anita Yadav of Maharajganj Municipality died when a snake bit her at a time when she was collecting hay near her house. The government of Nepal and the Embassy of Republic of Korea in Nepal have signed a memorandum of understanding for building a 100-bed capacity, well-equipped hospital at Madhepur Timi Municipality of Bhaktapur. The MOU was signed by Finance Secretary Arjun Prasad Pokhrel and Ambassador of the Republic of Korea to Nepal, Park Tae-yong, at the Ministry of Finance in Singha Darbar yesterday. As per the MOU, the Korean government, through Korea International Cooperation Agency, KOICA, will spend $9.5 million for this project for 5 years. The project aims to enhance the capacity of medical infrastructure and professionals for quality hospital management, infection control, and improved coverage of public health insurance to attain the universal health coverage in Bhaktapur. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet says the declining population growth rate and fertility rate could be a risk factor for development in the long run. In a message yesterday on the occasion of the World Population Day, Minister Basnet pointed out ongoing shifts in the society while analysing the existing patterns of population composition. Referring to the recent census data, Minister Basnet stated that additional efforts were required for appropriate mobilization of economically active population and gender-based discrimination and ill practices. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. NATO states have said Ukraine can join the military alliance when allies agree and conditions are met, after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky criticized the absurd delay to accession. In a communique, NATO said it recognized the need to move faster but would not be drawn on a time frame. Earlier, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said there seemed to be no readiness to invite Ukraine to NATO or make it a member. He is now in the Lithuanian capital Vilnius, where the summit is happening. Kiev accepts it cannot join NATO while it is at war with Russia, but wants to join as soon as possible after fighting ends. But Zelensky, tweeting before Stoltenberg's comments, said that the lack of an agreed time frame meant his country's eventual membership could become a bargaining chip. Scientists say human activity has so fundamentally altered the geology, atmosphere and biology of the Earth that it has entered a new geologic epoch known as the Anthropocene. According to BBC on Tuesday, members of the Anthropocene Working Group AWG presented evidence of that shift from a lake in Ontario, Canada, evidence they believe can help pinpoint a start date for the new human-driven epoch. It's quite clear that the scale of change has intensified unbelievably, and that has to be human impact, a scientist say. He also explained that human activity is no longer just influencing Earth's sphere, it's actually controlling it. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 30.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Helicopter crash in Solukhumbu kills 6 people, including pilot and 5 Mexican passengers. National Assembly concludes deliberation on appropriation bill. Line ministers to address queries raised by lawmakers. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs Agriculture and Forestry University to focus on scientific agricultural production, and NATO allies refuse to give Ukraine membership time frame on joining NATO. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.